It's the Sound Kitchen.
Mmm, yummy.
It's the Sound Kitchen.
Ooh, that sounds delicious.
You're listening to the Sound Kitchen.
Yummy.
And Susan Owens Beef Cooking.
Bienvenue and welcome to the Sound Kitchen, where you never know what you'll be served. I'm Susan Owensby. It's Saturday, the 21st of June, the 172nd day of the year in the Gregorian calendar. There are 193 days left until the end of the year. There was a letter in the Sound Kitchen mailbag this week from Jocelyn Derrico from New Zealand. This is what she wrote. I want to extend my deepest condolences to the Indian community following the recent devastating incident with the Air India disaster, which took the lives of many. It's a sorrowful day for all the families who lost special loved ones. I hope that with time, their sorrow will lessen and they'll find the remembrance of joyful times with their loved ones who are no longer near them. Memories can last a lifetime. The RFI English Service extends our condolences as well, as I'm sure the entire Sound Kitchen family does. Before we get started, I want to remind all the teachers out there that I have a pretty good stock of stamps and postcards for your students. If you'd like some, just write to me at english.service@rfi.fr and I'll get a package in the mail for you. All you have to do in return is to send in photos of your students with their goodies. How we love photos of smiling children. And if you'd like to donate stamps and postcards for us to send, please do. Our address is on the Sound Kitchen page on our website, rfienglish.com.
I am Jayanta Chakravarti from New Delhi, India. You are now listening to the Sound Kitchen, broadcasting from Radio France International.
Our sound engineer, Erwan Rome, is out to smelling the flowers in the French countryside, but our colleague, Guillaume Buffet, has stepped in to mix the show for us. Our co-chef, Paul Myers, also known as Baby Brother, is right here next to me, wooden spoon in hand and ready to cook.
Ready to beat people up.
Did you say hello, baby brother?
I did not say hello, baby brother. I said hello, big sister.
Did your mom spank you with a wooden spoon? Mine did.
No, because I was such a perfect child. Of course, I never got beaten.
Yeah,
I think it was, in those days, it was probably hands. Okay. Couldn't afford a wooden spoon. We were so poor.
If it broke, it would have been a problem.
Yeah, just straightforward hands. Knives.
Knives, okay.
I was beaten with a knife as a child.
What?
No.
Stop it.
I'm just exaggerating.
Yeah, of course. Come on.
It's imagery.
Imagery. There we go.
No. We wasn't beaten.
Let's see. We got wooden spoons. Once a hairbrush. I guess it was whatever mom had at hand. She got really mad once and broke my beloved plastic guitar. Wow. Not on me, but close by me.
Okay.
Yeah. Mom had a short temper.
All right. It's not genetic.
I don't have a short temper. I'm very long. Never slapped in the face, though.
Okay.
I find really a humiliating thing.
No, we can't remember. But those days, I was actually on the train the other day, and there was a very noisy little girl. I'm not quite sure what the mother was doing. I don't think there was any violence. I wasn't looking, but it sounded pretty interesting. I looked away.
Oh, little squeals? Maybe she was pinching or
I
something.
I started reading my Financial Times.
There you go.
Just got on with it.
Yeah. Okay.
Other other parents, young children, those days are gone.
Right. Where we could abuse with freedom and liberty. Okay.
Do it as you want to do it. You know, I just don't want to intervene. I didn't like other people intervening, so on with it. Anyway.
Okay, off we go. Still to come, the quiz, your answers to the bonus question on the Listener's Corner with Paul, who's also taken over the dessert for today. He's chosen the music at the end of the show, but first, the quiz. On the 17th of May, I asked you a question about the 78th annual Cannes Film Festival, which had opened that week. RFI English journalist Olya Horton was there, and I asked you a question about her article, Ukraine, Gaza, and Me Too in the Spotlight as Cannes Film Festival opens. You were to send in the names of the three documentaries about the Ukraine conflict, as well as the names of the filmmakers that were screened on the opening day. Paul, what's the answer?
Zelensky, made by Yves Joland, Lisa Vapney and Ariane Chemin, Notre Guerre, Our War, by Bernard-Henri Lévy and co-director Marc Roussel, and 2,000 Meters to Andriivka by Mstislav Chernov and Alex Babenko. In addition to the quiz question, there was the bonus question suggested by Kondaka Rafiq Ul from Nowgan in Bangladesh, which was, what was your happiest moment in your radio or your DXing history? You'll hear the answers later in the show, so please do stay with us.
The winners of this week's quiz are RFI English listener Hijab Abid, a member of the Sungat Radio Listeners Club in Muzaffarg, Pakistan. Hijab is also the winner of this week's bonus question. This is what she wrote. The day I received my XH Data D 219 shortwave receiver was the happiest moment in my radio and DXing history. Before that, I only had a very old radio, which already had many faults and wasn't a dedicated shortwave receiver. I had dreamed of a proper shortwave receiver for years. When I received the package with the radio from the mailman, I could hardly wait to open the box and turn on the receiver. It was a tremendously joyful moment for me because then I could listen to many more of my beloved shortwave stations in much better quality and intensify my contact with the radio stations. Congratulations on your double win, Hijab. Also on the list of lucky winners this week are Paresh Hazarika, a member of the United RFI Listeners Club in Assam, India, and RFI Listeners Club members Ator Raman Ranju, the president of the Alokito Manush Kai International Radio Listeners Club in Rangpur, Bangladesh, and Samir Mukhopadhyay from West Bengal, India. Last but not least, there's RFI English listener Rabiul Awal from Dhaka, Bangladesh. Congratulations to this week's winners, and thanks to each and every one of you who wrote in. This past Monday, the West African country Togo suspended broadcasts of both RFI and our sister television station, France 24, for 3 months. We are accused of biased and inaccurate reporting. This follows protests in the country's capital, Lomé, in early June. More anti-government protests are scheduled for next week. You read about it in our article, Togo suspends French broadcasters RFI France 24 for 3 months. I want you to reread it and send in the answers to these two questions. What is the name of Togo's president? And what is the reason for the protests? Again, reread our article, Togo suspends French broadcasters RFI France 24 for 3 months, and send in the answers to these two questions. What is the reason for the protests? And what is the name of Togo's president? You'll find our article on the Sound Kitchen page on our website, rfienglish.com, as well as on the Sound Kitchen and the RFI English Listeners Forum Facebook pages. Baby brother, what's the bonus question?
It is, have you ever made a mistake that ended up saving you? The question was suggested by Jayanta Chakrabarti from New Delhi in India.
You go first.
I've been racking my brain. No, can't think of a thing. I've been thinking and trying.
Mistakes, it's a hard one.
As mistakes I've made many. But they've come back to benefit me. No, usually my mistakes really do bury me. So I can't think of anything. I have been trying, but I can't think of anything. Probably will do next week. But at the moment, no. Yourself? Has anything come to mind straight away?
Not straight away. I really had to ponder this one. And eventually what I came up with was breakups with boyfriends.
Okay.
Because every time I was sure I made a mistake. I mean, they were nice men. And I usually ended up regretting it, thinking, yeah, but. However, look at me now, married for 24 years, with a wonderful daughter between us. So what I thought were mistakes ended up saving me for a deep, long-lasting relationship with my lovely husband, Xavier, and a wonderful daughter. So I don't think that would have happened with any of my old boyfriends. In fact, I'm sure of it.
Okay. I can see that.
But it took a while. Yeah. Anyway, what about you? You have a whole month, listeners, to think about it. We just have a couple days. Anyway, have you ever made a mistake which in the end saved you? The question was suggested by Jayanta Chakrabarti from New Delhi, India. Answer in your own words. Do not use AI. Your answer will be disqualified. Remember, we're always happy to hear your ideas for bonus questions, so please send them in. You have until the 14th of July to get your answers to the quiz and the bonus question in. Be sure to tune in on the 19th of July to hear if your answer wins a prize. As always, be sure you include your postal address with your postal code. And don't forget to let me know if you are a Miss, a Ms., a Mrs., or a Mr. I don't want to get it wrong.
Send your quiz answers to english.service@rfi.fr. That's english.service@rfi.fr. Always include your postal mailing address, and if you have one, your RFI Club membership number.
This is the Sound Kitchen.
Sound Kitchen.
And Susan Owensby's cooking.
And now, more from and about you. It's time for the Listener's Corner. Take it away, baby brother.
The question you answered this week: what was your happiest moment in your radio or your DXing history? It was suggested by Kondaka Rafiq Ul from Naugan in Bangladesh. So let's start with Radhakrishna Pillai. He wrote, "Looking back on my history with radio, a moment remains at the forefront of my memory, the first time my voice was broadcast internationally. This occurred when Elena Mikhayeva, an announcer from Radio Moscow, visited my residence in Chadai Amangalam in Kerala and interviewed me about the station's programs. Shortly after, the interview was aired on Radio Moscow. The experience of hearing my voice on an international platform is still memorable." Helmut Matt's best moment also came from being honoured by an international radio. For him, it was CRI, China Radio International. Here's his story. "My life with radio and DXing is full of happy moments. These are the moments when I discover new stations, hear interesting programmes, or manage to pick up stations with low transmission power. I was and still am very happy about my many trips to radio stations around the world. Without all this fascination, I would never have written my book, Radio Klang der Welt, or Radio Sound of the World. The happiest moment was probably when I was invited by CRI, China Radio International, to give a speech in the Great Hall of the People in Beijing, followed by discussions with the station's directors, ambassadors, and politicians. It was truly fascinating to meet all these people and talk about radio, the enthusiasm for radio reception, and its future. Visiting a radio station was Rafik Kondaker's happiest memory too. Here's his story. 2 years ago, an invitation came to me from Radio Bangladesh, Dhaka. I had won a quiz given on the weekly agricultural program, Desh Amer, Mati Amer. I was invited to visit the radio, along with 10 other listeners. I was given a check for $30, a cup, and a certificate. I was very happy to see the Government Broadcasting Center. After 38 years as a DXer, I was proud to be invited and to meet some famous DXers. It was a joyful moment.
How about presents from radios being the happiest moment? I have to read Deepika Chakrabarty's because it seems I'm the cause of it. Here's what she wrote. The happiest moment in my radio listening history was the time when my name was announced as a winner in the 22 March 2025 Sound Kitchen Quiz. This was special as it was a double win with the bonus question as well. What was more delightful was to hear my answer read out in the show. The gift of a renowned Paris perfume was an additional bonus. I am pleased, Deepika, pleased. And here's another from back in the day when we sent a really big presents and none were ever stolen as they were sent via the French diplomatic mail service. Sadly, those days are over, which makes those of you who have stayed with us even more appreciated. This is from Father Stephen Wara, who wrote, some years back, I won the coveted World Space Radio with then Club 9516 French Song of the Year program with legendary host David Page. And I received it from the diplomatic bag of the French embassy in Lagos, Nigeria. Ah, David Page nostalgia. Shall we feed it, baby brother?
We feed. We shall feed. I think
yes.
We should.
Here's how I made fun of his opening to Club 9516.
I love Susan Owensby.
I love Susan Owensby.
I love Susan Owensby.
I love Susan Owensby.
I love Susan Owensby. I do.
I love Susan Owensby.
Oh, damn, Susan. I love Susan Owensby.
Susan, you know you can't say stuff like that.
Well, I didn't say it. She did. Besides, you know, I love David Page.
That's an unforgettable voice, and certainly an unforgettable man. He sure brought a lot of life to the newsroom, and I miss him to this day. Listeners, I had a note from him just a few weeks ago. He is well and happy. Who's up next, Paul?
Jayanta Chakrabarty, and this is what he wrote. I was in my early teens and was just stepping into the fascinating hobby of DXing. The programs of NHK World, Japan's international radio, fascinated me. I happened to participate in one of their annual competitions entitled What Do You Know of Japan? Since I had the confidence and knowledge, I mailed my entry, as there was no email in those days. I was overjoyed when the results were announced. I had won the second prize. The gifts consisted of a certificate, a calculator, and a cute model of a geisha doll wearing an orange-coloured flowered kimono encased in a glass box, which became my prized possession. Japan's Consulate General Office in Calcutta invited me to collect the items. I had formally entered into the amazing world of shortwave listening. Christian Gibaudeau is a longtime shortwave listener. He started tuning in the 1980s. This is what he wrote. At the time, there were a lot of shortwave radio stations, especially French language stations. So in my memory, one of the best memories is having received one Sunday morning Tahiti's radio in French Polynesia. I was surprised to hear this program on shortwave. The reception was good, and I stayed tuned in. And at the time of the top hourly, there was the announcement, Isi Papeete, FR3 Tahiti. What a joy to hear this signal coming from very, very far away. For many years here in France, during the spring, you could hear Tahiti and also Radio Australia. Unfortunately, these stations have disappeared from the airwaves. It's a shame, but we can't change the world. After hearing Tahiti, I wrote a letter to the station with a listening report. And a few days later, I received a QSL card with a very tropical design.
And it's great looking. Christiane posted it to the RFI English Listeners Forum Facebook page, so take a look and post yours.
John Yemi Sande Ture started listening to the radio as a youth, and this is what he wrote. Radio is where news and information are delivered to people. It is a you-talk-and-I-listen process. I first encountered radio listening when I was in primary 6, and it brought me much joy. Jocelyn Derrico listened to the radio from her youngest days too, with her grandmother actually. This is what she wrote. My beloved grandmother listened to RTL, which was Radio Luxembourg at the time, on a small radio that she moved around the house from her kitchen to her living room to her bedroom. She had it on all day long, from 5:30 in the morning to midnight, and sometimes even overnight. My grandmother was an original DXer, without knowing it. She only listened to French local radios on her AM, FM radio. When I was around 12, my grandmother gave me a black pocket-sized transistor radio, a Sony. I suspect it was a TR-63, aka Transistor 6. I would walk about with the transistor and listen to singers of the day. I am grateful to my late grandmother for giving me a start in radio listening and for meeting other people interested in radio listening along the way throughout life.
Yeah, it's all about connection, isn't it? Speaking of, Paul, you have a connection with Rodrigo Hunrich, say. Remember, you said your happiest moment in radio was when you received your first accreditation to cover the Roland Garros tennis tournament.
Right, yeah.
Rodrigo starts his note with, just like baby brother. Continue, baby brother.
Rodrigo Hunrich, say, wrote, in 2011, I received accreditation to announce, in English, the Women's Under-18 Basketball World Cup here in Chile. It was awesome, and I had kind of forgotten it. On shortwave radio, it was when I tuned into the first adult male World Cup qualifying soccer game between Brazil and Chile, won by Chile, on Brazilian radio, Rede Bande Irantes. It was exciting and memorable. We'll end with Debashish Gope, who wrote quite simply, my happiest moment in radio history is when I listened to the radio for the first time. It was so very interesting and surprising. And so there you have it. Remember, everyone, this week's bonus question, suggested by Jayanta Chakrabarty from New Delhi in India, is, have you ever made a mistake that ended up saving you? Thanks again, Jayanta, for the idea. Do you have a bonus question idea? Well, if so, send it to us at thesoundkitchen, all one word, no spaces, at rfi.fr.
And a reminder, no AI for your answers. The Listener's Corner is about you and what you think. AI-generated answers are disqualified. And that's it for today's Listener's Corner. Thanks, everyone, for participating. And a special thanks to Paul Myers for hanging out in the kitchen with us.
It's a pleasure. It's a pleasure. You know it's a pleasure.
I know. It's always great to be together.
Hello, everybody. This is Anaina Ibn Anna. Welcome to RFI, the Sound Kitchen. And Susan Winsby is cooking.
Okay, my friends, it's time to clear the table and wash the dishes. Thanks for joining us in the Sound Kitchen, and keep those cards, letters, and emails coming. Many thanks to Guillaume Buffet for mixing the show. And thanks to you for listening.
Be sure and tune in next week, the 28th of June, for the answer to the question about the French-UK meeting in May. The Sound Kitchen podcast is ready for you every Saturday on the RFI English website, rfienglish.com, or wherever you get your podcasts. As Erwan is out enjoying the French countryside this week, Baby Brother has chosen the playout music for you. What are you serving, Paul?
It's called Cities in Dust, and it was written and produced by the punk new wave group Susie and the Banshees. It was released in 1985 as the first single from their seventh album, Tinderbox, and the song describes the cities of Pompeii and Herculaneum, which were destroyed in a volcanic eruption in 79 CE. And during this, Mount Vesuvius ejected a cloud of superheated tephra, which has rock fragments and particles as well as gases to a height of 33 kilometers. And basically, molten rock and hot ash spewed out at 1.5 million tons per second.
Whoa.
Yeah, it was big. Whoa. It was big. And effectively, the total population of both cities was around 20,000, but the death toll isn't actually known. But what we do know is that people died when their shelters crumbled as they took cover, and people were burned alive. It was horrific. And the ash over the bodies, which solidifies, shows us their final expressions when they died. Cities in Dust by Susie and the Banshees, a reminder, actually, that natural forces remain the ultimate deal maker on planet Earth. And it's fantastic song, which goes back to my youth. So that's why I've chosen it.
Ah, very good. Okay, thanks, Paul. I'm Susan Owensby. Be well, do good work, be kind, and stay in touch. And remember, do not confuse human beings, our brothers and sisters, with their governments. Stay safe, my friends. And be a blessing, be a rainbow in someone's cloud. Talk to you all next week.
We found your lying.